Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 18th of August, 2022. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 finished down just a touch, 0.2%, to 7,113 points today. Transurban fell more than 3% after outlining its six-monthly profit till the end of June. Aristocrat Leisure, Wesfarmers and ANZ all fell back more than 1%. CSL was among the better-performing large caps, up 2.6%, while Brambles jumped more than 3.5%. Both companies reported yesterday, and as is not unusual anymore, much of the price action occurs in the 24 to 72 hours after the earnings announcement, rather than immediately. A standout in recent months has been Whitehaven Coal, and its share price hit an 11-year high yesterday after gaining 3%. It's up 200% over the past year. That's the second best of the top 200. There's a bit going on at Myer. The group's biggest shareholder, Solomon Lew's Premier Investments, is understood to want a seat on the board after upping its stake to almost 23%. Best today was Intellectual Property Services Group IPH, which jumped 15% after announcing it will acquire a Canadian firm. Worst was Metal Detection Group Codan, which slumped 10% after its half-year result. Story number two, the unemployment rate fell to 3.4% last month, a new 48-year low. But the economy lost 41,000 jobs. The reason for the drop in the unemployment rate is that fewer people were looking for work. No matter how you read it, the labour market is hot at the moment. Story number three, Origin Energy's underlying profit jumped 30% last financial year, but it isn't sure about how the next 12 months will play out. Market conditions are too uncertain to provide guidance, the energy giant said, and that sent its share price down 7% today before it finished 2.6% lower. Some of the unanswered questions include whether Origin can get enough coal to fire its Eraring coal-powered generator in New South Wales and how much that will cost. Also, how much will Origin be allowed to charge given the volatility in wholesale electricity markets? All this is relevant to us because Origin is one of the few big companies that provides electricity to the country, and we know what happens when there's shortages. Origin's increase in underlying profit reflected much higher LNG prices, which helped the group's Queensland gas export business. Its statutory profit was a loss of $1.4 billion. Huge, I know, but that reflected a one-off impairment and capital gains tax expense associated with its $2 billion sale of an interest in Australia Pacific LNG. Story number four, Qantas's plan to acquire Alliance Aviation has been dealt a blow after the competition regulator voiced some concerns. Qantas wants to spend $600 million to buy the Brisbane-based airline, but in its preliminary view, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission said the sale would lessen competition on regional routes and in the fly-in, fly-out market. It's now up to Qantas to allay the regulator's concerns. And finally, story number five, the release of the minutes of the latest Federal Reserve Open Market Committee overnight has some traders thinking that interest rates might not rise as quickly as anticipated. Some members of the committee said that once interest rates hit a certain level, it might be time to hold back. No one doubts that rates are rising, but maybe more slowly than over recent months. That helped push Wall Street lower yesterday, somewhat perversely, because you would think lower rates would be good for equities, but investors are worried that lower rates are a sign that a recession is more likely. Confusing? Yes. That's the share market, though. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 18th of August, 2022. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.